What it is like to live in Falmouth?
I love it. It's kind of a close-knit community. We live in a beautiful area. We're so lucky because we can go to the beach during this time. And I feel bad for the people who are stuck in their apartments and live in urban areas who can't really go out as much. So I really appreciate it. I think it's an awesome place to live.
That was Tegan, who is 14 years old and this year's Lawrence Junior High School recipient of Leadership Student of the Year and Music Award. Tegan will be a freshman at Falmouth High School this fall.
So you are 8 years old. Mm-hmm. What is that like? I forgot how it feels like.
It's really fun because it's really adventurous.
Adventurous how?
Like you can try a bunch of new stuff.
And that is Elena, 8 years old, and she will be going to third grade at Waldorf School of Cape Cod this fall. I asked Tegan and Elena how important it is to return to a physical classroom this fall.
It's super important. That's like, I really look forward to going to high school and being actually inside the classroom.
Like, really, really, really,
really. Really,
really?
Really, really important.
Yes.
Although the coronavirus has forced us into social isolation, the girls have been making the best out of the situation.
Well, for me, it was basically sports, because sports are a big part of my life. I play basketball and soccer, so I was training for a lot of that, like dribbling for basketball, shooting. And with my parents, my mom made us run. She had like this workout every day she made us do in the basement. Well, we kind of enjoyed it because it kept us busy. So that really kept us busy most of the time. And just schoolwork, because I'd do my schoolwork, then we'd work out.
Elena has been into mountain biking and coloring.
I've sort of been coloring my whole life. Well, there's this one painting that I'm proud of that we didn't get to keep. Was when I painted my whole body with face paints.
Who helped you?
Me.
Oh my goodness.
My mom was out running errands. My dad was in a meeting. My dad came off the meeting and he said, "What the heck did you do?" And then my mom comes home and she's like, "Oh."
Did you touch any white furniture with all your paint?
No.
Could you tell us what this pandemic has taught you or confirmed about you?
Well, it's just taught me to appreciate school and just not take it for granted, because you miss seeing the teachers. And sometimes kids like, "Oh, I hate going to school," but now everyone wants to go to school and they miss going.
Any message for your teachers?
I love you guys. If some of my classmates are listening.
Oh, what message do we have for them?
You guys are really special.